of God.
啊，他正等待着下一波更伟大的工作。
He was waiting for the next batch of a greater work.
哦，就是整个国家真的在信仰上复兴。
That is, the entire country could be revived in their faith.
哦，已经有一个很好的迹象了。
There was already a good trend.
啊，因为百姓、国王都再一次的看见真神的作为。
Because the people, as well as the king, had seen the work of God.
啊，所以接下来应该就是真的全国信仰的复兴。
Following that, it should be the revival of the country that would come about.
哦，那个带头的人应该就是亚哈王，再来就是以利亚先知的帮助。
The leader of that movement should be the king himself, followed by the assistance of Elijah.
啊，所以以利亚心中应该是在这么想。
Elijah must have been thinking this in his heart.
哦，所以王到哪里，他也要到哪里。
That's why where the king would go, he would follow.
啊，因为王随时都如果王真的要复兴的话，是一定需要先知的。
Because if the king were to try to revive the country, he must have the help of a prophet.
哦，谁知道？结果是这个耶洗别愤怒，啊，这个威胁先知啊，说要杀先知。
Who would have thought Jezebel would be so angry and try to kill him？
啊，我们常常在生活当中，我们所想的跟我们所真正遭遇的有这么大的差别。
In our lives, we sometimes have such a great difference between what we think and what actually happened.
哦，所以让我们觉得很挫折。
That's why we feel very defeated.
啊，让我们觉得很灰心。
It makes us feel very discouraged.
哦，让我们甚至忘记了我们的火热。
It even makes us forget about our zeal.
哦，我们甚至让我们忘记了我们才靠着神所做的那么美好的事情。
It would even make us forget on something that we just rely on God to accomplish so wonderfully.
哦，所以以利亚先知好像已经他忘了在加密山上的那一切。
It seems as if Elijah had forgotten what had just happened in Mount Carmel.
他所想到的就是赶快逃命。
What he was thinking now was to escape for his own life.
哦，说要杀他的是耶洗别。
It was Jezebel who wanted to kill him.
哦，在这个逃命的当中，他不愿意面对任何人。
Running for his life, he did not want to face anyone.
啊，其实一直以来，他也没有什么人好让他去面对。
Actually, there wasn't really anyone for him to face.
啊，在一路上，他不愿意跟任何人谈话。
On his journey, he did not want to talk to anyone.
啊，事实上，在他的生活里头，似乎也没有人好让他一起来讨论。
But actually, in his life, there wasn't really anyone who could speak to him.
啊，看起来似乎他只有一个仆人。
It seems that he only had a servant.
啊，他也不愿意跟这个仆人来讲啊，来做讨论，把他留啊，甚至在中途就把他留下了。
He did not want to discuss with the servant. In fact, he would leave the servant halfway.
在软弱的当中，让我们看到说，没有属灵的同伴，真的是很不好。
We can see that in weakness, it is very. It's not good to not have a spiritual companion.
哦，在平常我们真的一个人，我们就可以做很多的事情。
Normally, we could do a lot with just ourselves.
好，我们也可以很 enjoy 在我们自己一个人来做这么许多的事情。
We could enjoy doing a lot of things by ourselves.
哦，但是在这种软弱的时刻，我们就显得更加的孤单。
But in times of weakness, we will actually experience the loneliness even more so.
啊，所以他也不愿意再担当任何的职责。
So he did not want to bear any more responsibility.
哦，本来虽然经历了很多人所不愿意的事情。
Originally, he went through things that a lot of people would not have wanted to go through.
啊，但是他觉得整个人生是充满着意义的。
But he felt that life is with meaning.
哦，现在他什么也不愿意做了。
But now he did not want to do anything else.
哦，因为他在自我的判断里头，一切都不再有意义。
Because in his self-judgment, he deemed everything meaningless.
为了要复兴全国的信仰，他什么地方都可以去，什么地方都可以住。
In order to revive the faith of the people, he was able to go anywhere and live anywhere.
在溪水旁，那什么都没有，但是是有意义的。
Even though he was by the brook and there was nothing there, but it was still meaningful.
因为有一个全国复兴的盼望摆在面前。
That's because there was a hope of a revival before him.
盼望让现在的每一件事情成为是必须的、有意义的。
And so because of that hope, it made everything necessary and meaningful.
所以我们的主题之一就叫做微声盼望。
That's why, one of our topics is whispering hope.
是的，我们需要有盼望。
It is true that we need hope.
我们要有那活泼真实的盼望。
We need a true and living hope.
我们要有那从神来的盼望。
We need the hope that comes from God.
神虽然用微小的声音来跟以利亚讲话，但是那里头就是盼望。
God might be whispering a small hope to Elijah, but that is God talking to him.
一个没有盼望的人，他真的什么事情都变成没有意义。
A person without hope would find meaningless in everything.
人在挫折当中也不晓得自己在做什么。
In our defeat, we may not know what we're doing.
他为什么要逃跑？
Why would he run away?
因为他不想死，不想死在耶洗别的手下。
Because he did not want to die in the hand of Jezebel.
为了要继续活下去，所以他逃。
In order to continue to live, he ran away.
但是在他的向神呼求里头，他求神让他死。
But in his plea to God, he asked to die.
这多么矛盾。
This is so conflicting.
要保护自己的生命不要死，但是又求死。
He wanted to preserve his life, yet he asked for death.
我们仔细这样一看，以利亚，你到底在做什么？
If we look at it carefully, we would wonder, what are you doing, Elijah?
有一天你如果不晓得到底陈传道在做什么，你就知道我可能很挫折。
One day, when you notice that I don't know what I'm doing, then that's perhaps I'm very conflicted.
那也没关系，我有这个了解。有一天我发现你不晓得在做什么，那我知道你正在挫折中。
But that doesn't matter because if the same thing happens to you, then I know that you are actually in a defeat.
当我们在平常正常的时候，我们常常会去，觉得很奇怪啊，所以会去我们用比较强的字眼，会去批评论断我们的弟兄姐妹。
When we are in a normal situation.We tend to be judgmental of others.
其实啊，他现在不是要你的这种批评论断，他要的是你的关心、你的帮助、你的扶持，因为他正在挫折中。
But the person in that situation, does not need your judgment. What he needs instead is your care and your support and your assistance.
不要只是抓抓头说这个人怎么吃错药了，怎么这么不合理。
We shouldn't just scratch our head thinking that what is wrong with this person? Why is he so unreasonable?
他的不合理在告诉你我需要帮助。
His unreasonability is telling you that he needs help.
他的不合理在告诉你我需要代祷。
His unreasonability is telling you that he needs intercession.
他的不合理在告诉我们我需要你拉我一把。
And his unreasonability is telling you that he needs a hand.
所以神知道他也关心以利亚的遭遇。
God knew and he cared for what happened to Elijah.
所以他差派天使去拉以利亚一把。
That's why he sent his angel to give him a hand.
是的，以利亚看起来是全然的倒下去。
It seemed like Elijah had completely fallen.
但是他又站起来了。
But he stood back up.
是的，我们会软弱。
It's true that we can be weak.
但是软弱不要犯罪。
But while we are weak,We should not sin.
虽然软弱跟犯罪、犯错常常是连在一起。
Even though those two things are often related.
因为软弱当中真的常常会很容易就犯错。
Because it's very easy to sin when we are weak.
所以我们要求神特别保守我们，当我们软弱的时候，不要帮 保守我们不要犯罪。
That's why we need to especially pray to God to preserve us so that we would not sin in our weakness.
软弱的人是神，是神所知道的，也是神所要关心的。
God knows a weak person and he would care for him.
哦，所以这个神问以利亚说，你在做什么？
And this God asked Elijah, what are you doing?
哦，你在这里做什么？
What are you doing here?
你为什么在这里？
Why are you here?
啊，一个软弱的人，神会这样问我们。
God would ask a weak person this.
一个软弱的人，我们要这样子来问自己。
A weak person needs to ask himself this.
我在这里做什么？
What am I doing here? 啊，
以利亚先知，他应该是像以前那样子的信靠神才对。
Prophet Elijah should have been like how he was in the past to trust in God.
哦，但是他现在是害怕的，是颤抖的。
But now he was afraid and he feared.
啊，所以他正在软弱当中。
That's why he was in his weakness. 哦，
一个先知应该常常是充满着对神的赞美。
A prophet should always praise God.
现在的先知呢？我们可以去想象他的脸是怎样的一个样子。
But now we can just imagine what the face of this prophet was like.
啊，很有可能他就像耶拿先知那样子嘟着一个嘴巴。
It's very possible that he was like prophet Jonah who made a face. 哦，
为什么没有照我所期望的这样来进展
？How come things are not going according to the way I have it planned?
所以我们有没有我们是不是在软弱当中
？Are we in weakness？
其实常常稍微安静一下我们可以知道我们是在软弱当中。
A lot of times, if we are quiet, we will know that we are in weakness.
我们是不是正被这个所谓的害怕所苦
？Are we actually being bounded by our fear？
有时候我们表现的还是很开朗、很勇敢。啊，其实我们自己知道，心中在害怕。
Even though we may show a very positive and a very happy side of us, but in our heart we are afraid.
啊，有时候我们好像跟往常一样，也做这个，也参加这个，也参加那个。
We are attending different events, as usual.
啊，但是我们自己知道，这一切好像索然无味，好像没有真正的价值跟意义在里头。
But we know that these things are not really doing much and they don't really have the normal value.
我可能是为了父母亲，为了某些人，我也来参加。
Perhaps for my parents or for someone else, I'm attending this event.
我们要做一个事情，我们可以找一百个理由。
It's actually very easy for us to find hundreds of reasons for us to do something.
同样的，我们不想做一件事情，也可以找到一百个理由。
In the same way, if we do not want to do something, we can find hundreds of reasons as well.
所以，当你觉得你在做很多事情，但是对你来讲，并不觉得它有什么意义跟价值。
But when we feel that we're doing something, but there's no value in it,
那就是说我们正在软弱当中。
That is saying to us, we are in our weakness.
所以神要提醒我们，神在问我们，你在这里做什么
？So God wants to remind us. He wants to ask us, what are you doing here?
当我们发现说这样也是问题，那样也是问题，这个也是困难，那个也是困难。
When we realize that this is a problem and that is a problem and this is a difficulty and that is a difficulty,
那这个在告诉我们。我们在软弱当中。
It is saying to us that we are in our weakness.
在软弱当中做什么都觉得是充满着不但没有意义而且是困难重重。
Because in our weakness, we will find that not that the thing themselves are without value, but we would find it difficult in every direction.
同样有时候我们在做教会的圣工我们常常说还有什么更好的方法让我们能够做得更好。
In the same way, when we are doing holy work, we try to find a better way so that we would do a better job.
那个 intention 是对的，我们要把它做得更好、更成功。
The intention is right in that we want to do a better job and to make it better.
哦，但是如果我们发现了，我们一下修改这个，一下修改那个，一下觉得要这样，一下觉得那要那样。
But if we find that, we need to change this, modify that, or change the direction this way to that.
那这在告诉我们，我们正在软弱中。
This is telling us that we are in weakness. 哦，
如果我们在侍奉当中，我们老是想。这样也不对，那样也不对，不对。这一个人也不够努力，那一个人也不够努力。
If in our servitude we find that this is not right and that is not right, and this person is not working hard enough,
哦，我们很容易的，而且很仔细的去挑错。
We would even be very careful in finding faults.
那这个也在告诉我们，我们在软弱当中。
Then this is also telling us that we are in weakness.
你看以利亚不是就是这样子吗？
If you look at Elijah, is that not the case?
没有一个热心的先知，只剩下我。
There is no more, there's no one else who is still zealous except for me.
如果我们在侍奉的当中，我们老是去讲去想过去怎样过去怎样。
If we always think about, in our servitude, what it was like in the past.
过去我跟谁同工的时候是怎样又怎样。
In the past, when I co-worked with this person, that's how it was.
过去我担任 coordinator 的时候是怎样又怎样。
In the past, when I was a coordinator, that's how it was.
对现在很不满意。
And I'm not very satisfactory of what it is like right now.
其实过去真的那么好吗？
But in actuality, was it really that good in the past?
也不一定。
That's not necessarily so.
已经过去的，有时候我们会把它丑化，也很多时候我们会把它美化。
What has passed is often being made worse or better than it is.
把过去美化就是要来否定现在。
If we try to make it seem better, then we are actually trying to worsen the current situation.
哦，因为我对现在我觉得不满。
Because I'm not satisfied with what it's like right now.
哦，所以我觉得过去比现在好。
That's why I think the past was better.
啊，这告诉我们，我们很有可能是在软弱当中。
This is telling us that it's very possible we are in our weakness.
哦，这个以利亚说只有我一个人。
Elijah said that I am the only prophet left.
如果我们也有这样的心态，那很明显的，我们正在软弱当中。
If we have this kind of attitude, then it's very clear that we are in weakness.
看起来，以利亚有我所说的所有的这些现象，他真的是软弱了。
It seems that Elijah has all of the manifestation I mentioned, and he is in his weakness.
但是神还是叫他说，你出来。你出来站在山上。
But God still told him to come out and stand before the mountains.
神叫他说你回去继续你的工作。
He said, go back and continue your work.
神用了一些作为来提醒他。
God used some of his work to remind him.
这位神无论发生什么事情他还是掌控一切。
Regardless of what had happened, this God is still in control of everything.
你在软弱当中，很多人在软弱当中，神还是掌控一切。
You may be in your weakness. A lot of people may be in their weakness, but God is still in control.
所以在第二次，神问他说：“你在这里做什么？”
For the second time, God asked him, "What are you doing here?"
神听了以利亚的回答之后，就对他说：“你回去。”
After God heard his answer, he said, "You go back."
在软弱当中，我们甚至会将来呼喊着说：“神啊，你在哪里
？”We may even cry out, "God, where are you in our weakness?"
其实，在我们的软弱中神就在我们的软弱当中让我们遇见他。
But actually, God would allow us to see Him in our weakness.
那这就是软弱人的希望。
This is the hope of a weak person.
在我们的软弱当中，神也被我们遇见。
That in our weakness, God will let us meet Him.
这个就是改变的开始。
This is the start of a change.
所以一定会有软弱但是让软弱成为另外一个 提升跟突破。
We will face weakness, but let our weakness be the start of a turning point or a break, a critical change.
哦，仔细的去听那微小的声音。
We need to carefully listen to the whispering voice.
哦，什么是微小的声音
？What is a whisper?
哦，当然是要安静才听得见。
It has to be heard only with quietness.
哦，想尽办法的让自己安静下来。
We need to think of every way to quiet ourselves down.
仔细的，甚至用心灵的耳朵去听。
And to carefully listen with our inner ear.
一定能够听得见。
Then we will hear it.
那个微声的盼望。
The whispering hope.
我这样子做真的合逻辑吗
？When I do this, is it really logical?
我们都是很有逻辑的人。
We are all very logical.
只要你安静下来，你就可以知道。这样子合不合逻辑
？As long as we can quiet down, we will know if it's logical or not.
我们都是在信仰上有追求的人。
We are all pursuing in our faith.
只要安静下来，我们就知道这样子合不合乎圣经。
As long as we can quiet down, we will know if it's biblical or not.
只要我们安静下来，我们就知道良心在告诉我们什么。
As long as we can quiet ourselves down, we can hear what our conscience tells us.
只要安静下来，我们就很容易去分辨出来什么才是最好的。
As long as we can quiet ourselves, we can discern what is best.
只要能够安静下来，在祷告当中，我们就可以去试验到底怎样才是对的。
As long as we can quiet ourselves, we can test what is right in our prayer.
所以神是用微小的声音。要让以利亚安静下来，专心的、仔细的去听。
God used a whisper to try to tell Elijah something he should listen to.
如果我们觉得我现在正在软弱当中
，If we feel that we are in weakness,
我们就这样子的来做祷告。
Then we pray in this way.
主啊，给我一个安静的心。
Lord, give me a quiet heart.
我要听见那个微声的盼望。
I want to listen and hear the whispering hope.
让我的软弱成为我的一个正面的转变。
Let my weakness be the agent for change.
现在的软弱很快就会过去。
And the weakness will be changed quickly.
在人生信仰的道路上，我是再一次的突破，再一次的提升。
In our journey of life, we have another breakthrough and we have another elevation.
我们现在一起到前面来祷告。
Now let's come forward and pray together.
Of God.
就是我们要常常追求神。
It means that we must continually pursue Him.
有神同在。
And if we have His abidance,
神的恩典就临到。
Then His grace will come forth.
我们看申命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
申命记的第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
申命记第二章。
Deuteronomy 2.
第七节。
Verse 7. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
这里说四十年来你手所办的事神都赐福。
It says that these 40 years, all the works of your hand, God has blessed you.
我们手所办的就是我们在公司的上班，我们的工作。
All the work of our hands, including what we do at work.
神都赐福给我。
God has blessed us.
那接下去就做一个结论。
And then he makes a conclusion here.
最后一句话说，你一无所缺。
This last sentence, it says, last phrase, it says, you have lacked nothing.
这个四十年他们什么都没有缺乏。
In those 40 years, they lacked nothing.
他也没有耕种，也没有收成。
They did not sow, and they did not reap.
但是天天有东西吃。
But every day they had food to eat.
神养活他们。
God provided them sustenance.
为什么？
Why?
因为神与他们同在。
Because God abided with them.
所以今天如果我们追求神跟我们同在。
So today if we pursue after God's abidance.
你生活真的没有忧虑啊。
And then you truly will not have any worries in your life.
神真的有很奇妙的方法让你生活没有挂虑。
Because God has miraculous ways so that you won't have to worry about your daily needs.
所以基督徒的担子是轻省的。
And so the burden for the yoke of Christians are light.
为什么？
Why?
因为有神的应许。
because it comes with the promise of God.
他要看顾我们。
He will watch over us.
所以只要我们有他的同在，神的祝福就临到。
So as long as we have His abidance, His blessings will come about.
所以这个罪一除掉，天降下雨来，他们生活就困难就解决了。
So once the sin was removed and the heaven sent down a heavy rain, their problems were resolved.
这对我们来讲，今天的是很实际的。
And this is a very practical case for us today.
不是说Liberty Weekend 去教会听了一大堆理论，明天到公司上班跟我上班都没有关系，不是这样的。
We shouldn't have the thought that I come here on Labor Day weekend to listen to a bunch of theories, and I'll just return back to my normal work, the rest of the week.
如果我们真的能够把信仰用在生活上
，If we can truly apply our faith in our lives,
真的得到神的喜欢，有神的同在
，Truly, if we are able to be found pleasing to Him and have His abidance,
我们所到的地方，你都可以看到神一直在带领，神的恩典很丰富。
No matter where we go, we will witness God's guidance and His blessings will be abundant.
那到了十八章以后，我们回来看列王记上十八章。
Let's return back to 1 Kings 18.
列王记上十八章、啊、就是天下雨了，所以他工作已经做完了。
First Kings 18, after the heavy rain came forth, his work was over.、
哦、那我们就发现、啊、以利亚侍奉在十九章，以利亚的侍奉发生危机。
And then we discover a crisis in Elijah's servitude, starting from chapter 19.、
哦、危机在哪里
？Wherein does this crisis lie?、哦
我们看第三节。
If we read verse 3.
以利亚、啊、请读。
Verse 3, and when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there.
啊、第四节。
Verse 4, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die and said, It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's.、
啊、这里以利亚求死。
Here Elijah prayed for death.、
啊、服侍神的人求死过有几个人。
How many servants of God have prayed for death?、
啊、有没有谁记得
Who remembers?
圣经里面求死过的几个
How many servants of God prayed for death as recorded in the Bible?
有几个求过死
How many?
啊，死掉算了。
I might as well die.、
啊、如果圣经想不出来，我们当中有求死过的举手。
And if you can't find any examples in the Bible, how many of you here have prayed for death before?
做圣工追到神啊，死掉算了。
They've done holy work for so long that you ask the Lord that you may die.
有这样的经验举手。
If you have this kind of experience,
还没有了。
Please raise your hand.
好，那以利亚求死为什么
？So why did Elijah pray to die?
四百多个先知已经杀掉了，现在换他自己要死。
450 prophets were already killed off, and now he asked for death himself.
因为他发现遇到困难了
，because he realized that he faced a great difficulty.
所以他的信，他的服事现在发生危机啊。
And so there was a crisis in his servitude.
既然要求死，他就没有办法继续再服事神了。
And since he asked for death, that means he no longer wanted to serve God.
求死就是不敢再走下去。
Because when you pray for and ask for death, means you do not have the courage to continue walking on.
求死就是。不愿意再承受责任。
And if you ask for death, means you do not want to bear the responsibility any longer.
这是以利亚服事的困难。
This was the difficulty in Elijah's ministry or his servitude.
所以你如果我们这个服事神哦，那个心境啊，你把它画一个图表哦，不是一直都是高高在上的。
And so if we were to plot our level of servitude, it's not always very high.
有时候高，有时候。
There are many high and low points.
那这个低下来就是危机。
And so when our level of servitude hits a low point, this becomes a crisis for us.
那危机如果能够把它转回来，就灵性会更高。
And if we can turn this crisis around, then our spirituality will be elevated even more.
那危机如果转不过来，服侍完了，哎，教会消失了。
But rather, if this crisis were not able to be turned around, and after you're serving.You disappear.
有诶，教会发生过。
And this has occurred before.
哦，做负责人很热心。
And they're very zealous council members before.
负责总务。
And they were in charge of general affairs.
全家动员，什么都包。
And they mobilized entire family and took care of all the responsibilities.
下一届不做了。
And then the next term, they resign.
不但不做，全家不来教会。
Not only do they resign, but their entire family stops coming to church.
诸位有没有这个经验的？举手。
Have you had this kind of experience? Please raise your hand.
不好意思，是吧？
Don't be shy.
这个就是危机啊。
This is a crisis.
那你看保罗的服事也有危机。
If we take a look at Paul's servitude, there was also many areas where he suffers, where he encountered crisis.
保罗是充满着神的爱。
Paul's filled with God's love.
他知道传福音给别人，让人不至于灭亡，反得永生。
And he knew that preaching to others will allow them to not die, but rather to have eternal life.
传福音如果是做生意，这是最难做的生意。
If preaching, evangelizing was a business, this would be the most difficult kind of business.
你最好宝贵的福气给人。一分钱都不收，他不但不接受，有的时候把你骂了一顿，石头打你。
Because you give others your most precious product, and not only do they not appreciate it, but they may ridicule or rebuke you.
那有的时候虽然接受，对你也没有什么感谢。
And so even though some accept your product, but they do not have any kind of kind words or thanks to say to you.
所以保罗的心的服事过程遇到很大的困难。
So Paul encountered many difficulties also in his ministry.
这是危机。
And these were points of crisis.
我们来找找看哈。格林多后书找出来
If you can find this in 2 Corinthians,
保罗服事的困难在哪里
Where were these crises that Paul encountered?
格林多后书
2 Corinthians,
保罗服事的困难在哪里
Where are the crises that Paul encountered?
第七章第七节
Which chapter and which verse in 2 Corinthians?
十三章以前在哪里
It's before chapter 13.
十一章哈，十一章，二十三节。
It's chapter 11, verse 23. Chapter 11, verse 23, Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more.
二十节。
In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. Verse 24, From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one.
二十五节。
Verse 25, Three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been in the deep.
二十六。
Verse 26, In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness,
二十七节。
In perils of, in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst and fastings often, in cold and nakedness.
这样的工作谁要做？
What kind of a job? Who is willing to take on this kind of a job?
如果有一个哈 job description 就是这样。
If this was
年薪要多少？
If this was a job description, how much compensation would you require?
让你自己填了，年薪多少你要做。
You can fill in your own salary for this kind of a job description.
Brother, how much you ask for?
How much would you ask for?
不好意思讲，年薪要多少
A little shy about the next one.
一个工作要这样，经过这些困难。年薪要多少
If your job entailed this kind of a, these kinds of difficulties, how much compensation would you request?
谁给个数目？年薪多少
Who can throw out a figure?
没有人愿意给。
No one's willing to give their salary.
保罗不必钱啊。
Paul did not require money.
到处被人打，被人追。
He was beaten, he was chased down.
但是我们仔细看哦，保罗在这个服事的过程到要死的时候
But if we take a look at this, during his ministry, up until the point of his death,
他没有说哇，主耶稣我好可怜，服侍一辈子，到处被人追，你看我身上被打得伤痕累累。
He didn't grumble to the Lord Jesus, say, I've served you for so long, and I have so many scars from the beatings I've endured.
他也没有恨人，主耶稣啊，谁对我不好，纪念他们的恶。
And he did not hate them and prayed and asked God to take revenge for him.
保罗到最后说，我活着就是基督。
Paul, in the end, he says, to live is Christ.
我死了就有益处。
And to death is gain, to die is gain.
所以这个就是说，我们在服事的困难当中，怎么去超越这个困难。
And so this teaches us that when we encounter difficulty in our servitude, how do we overcome it?
你能够超越，不但你可以继续服事，而且灵性会往上
涨。If you can transcend it, not only can you continue serving, but your spirituality will be elevated to another level.
如果我们没有 没有办法超越，不但我们做不下去，而且灵性会往下掉。
If we cannot transcend, not only do we, are we unable to do the job anymore, but our spirituality will steep even lower.
所以有时候我们在看到一个人服侍神哦，哎，服侍到年纪很大很大，他神都继续用他。
And so sometimes when we see a person serving the Lord, God may continue to use them until an old age.
这个本身啊。就有奥秘在里面。
And this in itself is a profound mystery.
哦，他怎么能够继续做圣工做这么久
？How is this person able to endure for so long in serving God？
就是有一些秘诀，有一些道理，让我们能够在软弱的时候怎么去突破，能够啊提升自己，然后继续服事。
There are some secrets and there are some truths on how we can serve the Lord when we encounter various trials and difficulties.
好，那这个。以利亚的困难在哪里
？So where was the difficulty for Elijah？
好，第一个是内在的困难。
First was an internal one。
啊，因为《列王记上》的十七章。
We refer to 1 Kings 17。
天降雨的时候，以利亚跑到哪里去
？When the rain came forth, where did Elijah go off to？
十八章四十六节。
This is chapter 18, verse 46。
Yeah, 最后一节。
46. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
你看啊，四十五节亚哈王往哪里去
？In verse 45, where did Ahab flee off to?
啊，往哪里去？
以
色列。
It says so. Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel.
哦，然后四十六节。
And then 46.
以利亚往哪里去
？Where did Elijah go?
他也是跑到耶斯列。
He headed in the same direction to Jezreel.
而且特别是说城门口。
And here it says to the entrance of it.
如果我们看那个箴言三十章啊。
And if we read Proverbs 30.
说那个才德的妇人，她的丈夫在哪里
？It says where.
找找看，箴言三十章，才德的妇人，她的丈夫在哪里
？Where's the husband of the rich?
啊，她的丈夫不是在那个餐在厨房煮饭呢、啊。
Where's the husband, the virtuous woman? Isn't he?
才德妇人丈夫在哪里
？Where was her husband?
二十三节，三十一章二十三节。
Proverbs 31 rather, 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
哦，这里说她丈夫在城门口跟长老同坐，众人所认识的。所以这个以亚哈王啊，不是这个以利亚跑到耶斯列做什么
？So Elijah, why did he flee off to the entrance of Jezreel?
你知道去过巴黎有一个凯旋门，对不对
？And if you go to Paris, there is a Arc of Triomphe.
Arc of Triomphe. 哦，这个凯旋门怎么来的
？Where did this Arc of Triumph come from?
都不知道，好，听说是他们打胜战回来以后建的。
It was said that after they were victorious in battle, they came back and built this arch.
打破拿破仑还是打破谁？打败他。
I think it was after they defeated Napoleon or someone.
那为什么建一个凯旋门
？So why did they build this structure?
我得胜了。
Which symbolized their victory.
好，你看那个奥运会。
If we look at the Olympics,
比赛第一名金牌。
The first place is awarded a gold medal.
他怎么表现
？How did they react?
我在打那个那个网球。Tennis.
Or in the tennis match.
忽然间你打了冠军，他怎么表现
？And if they win the championship, how do they react?
两手举得高高，然后站在这个最高的台，
they will raise
接受别人的。欢呼啊、
They will raise up their arms in the air and to receive all the laud and the adoration from the crowd.
这个就是世界上对成功的一种羡慕，还有一个尊敬。
This is the admiration and respect that people have in this world for success.
那以利亚现在从一方面来讲啊，成功了。
So Elijah in a certain way he succeeded.
假先知杀掉了，以色列百姓信仰回头了。
The false prophets were killed and the Israelites were turned back.
特别说他比亚哈王 跑在前面了。
And it records that he ran faster than Ahab.
哦，那到那里做什么？
And what did he do while he was at the gate?
城门就是得荣耀的地方。
The gate was a place where people received their honor.
这个就是危机。
When this was his moment of crisis.
一个人做圣工做成之后，很想让别人知道，很想从别人得到赞美，这个就是危机的开始。
After a person accomplishes his or her holy work, and they want to receive some kind of acknowledgement or adoration from others, that is the beginning of their own crisis.
所以为什么说我们在公司上班，一到回到教会来做圣工，那个心态是完全不一样。
And so we should have, that's why we say we should have a different kind of mindset and mentality when we go to work and do our job, and then when we go home and or go to church.
因为你在公司工一个工作做完成功了，跟在教会里面圣工做完成功了，那个心态完全不一样。
Because the mindset we should have after we have completed our work, the task in our workplace versus completing a holy work at church is drastically different.
哦。所以当一个人要别人知道我们的成就，
so when a person wants others to know about his or her own accomplishments,
对我们的成就赞美，或者把我们当成偶像崇拜，
now, to receive praise for their accomplishments or so that they can admire us or even worship us as their idols,
这个很可能是灵性下坡的开始。
This perhaps is the beginning of the downfall in their faith.
所以我们看保罗曾经赶一个把一个人给赶出去。
And so we see that Paul once casted out an evil spirit.
行了神迹。
He performed a miracle.
结果大家就拿那个牛要献祭给他。
And so people wanted to sacrifice the oxen for him.
圣经说保罗撕裂衣服跳进他们中间说，我跟你们一样是人。
The Bible records that Paul tore off his clothes and jumped in amongst them and claimed that he was one of them.
今天这个人能够得到神的恩典是奉耶稣的名。
Today this person is able to receive some kind of grace because he uses the nameOf the Lord Jesus.
他知道他是无用的仆人。
He knows that he is a useless vessel.
如果神不做工，他什么也做不成。
If God does not work, nothing that he does will be accomplished.
所以什么工作做成，这是神在做工，我们只是器皿。
So whatever is accomplished, it is due to God's work behind it. We are merely his vessels.
所以十八章我们看到以利亚跑到以色列，这是一种内在的危机。
And so in chapter 18, when we see that Elijah fled off to Jezreel,this was his start of his internal crisis.
当一个人把这个工作做成归功到自己的时候，他对神的依赖就会减少。
When a person has completed the work and attributed the success to himself, his or her reliance on God will be greatly reduced.
以色列百姓把耶利哥打倒。
The Israelites defeated Jericho.
世界上没有这种打战方法的。
And there's no such a battle test strategy in the world.
抬着约柜，一天绕一圈，七天绕七圈。
They lifted the Ark of the Covenant and encircled the walls of Jericho.
第七天大叫一声就倒了。世界上历史有哪一仗？
On the seventh day, they shouted and the walls crumbled. Where else in history do you see something like this occurring?
这是神迹。
This is a miracle.
但是这么大的耶利哥打倒了。
And they defeated such a big city like Jericho.
小小的爱城，四十几个被杀掉。
But yet they could not take over the small city of Ai.
好几十个被杀掉。
And there were tens of people that were killed.
为什么？
Why?
因为当人对一个圣工完成之后，如果觉得这是我做的，就会有一种自信。
Because after a person accomplishes some kind of holy work, they feel that it's their own, it's from their own power, then they will develop a lot of confidence in themselves.
那这个对自己感觉到有一种自信，很无形中就使人失去依靠神。
And then when they build up this kind of self-confidence, unknowingly, they will begin to rely less and less upon God.
那人不懂得依靠神，这个就是属灵服事退步的开始。
And when a person does not know how to rely on God, this is the beginning of their decline. In their servitude.
所以人服侍神成功也有他的危机。
And so there are also points of a crisis in our servitude for God.
那因为这个内在的危机，再加上十九章开始外在的危机。
And because of these internal crises as well as external ones recorded in chapter 19.
这个外在的危机就是耶洗别要杀他。
And this external crisis was that Jezebel wanted to kill him.
他就逃跑了。
And then he fled.
他就没有办法继续服侍神。
And he could no longer, he could not continue serving God.
这是他危机啊的危机啊。
And so that was his moment of crisis.
好，那他神就怎么来，用什么方法让来解除他的危机
？So how did God resolve this crisis for him?
因为每一件事情神都有答案。
Because in every kind of circumstance, God will have an answer.
我们看列王记上十九章。
Let's read 1 Kings 19.
啊，从第五节开始。
Starting from verse 5.
第六节说，五六节说，天使来拍醒他，然后拿一瓶水，还有一个木炭烧过的饼给他吃。
It says an angel touched him and says, "Arise and eat." And then there was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water, and he ate and drank.
那第七节、第八节第七节也吃相同的饼跟水。
Verse 7 and 8. In verse 7, he ate the same bread and water.
结果就这样吃喝两次，他就走四十昼夜到神的山。
And after eating like this twice, he was able to walk, have the strength for 40 days and 40 nights.
所以这是神今天要让我们在侍奉中感觉到软弱一个得力量的方法。
So this is the way that God wanted him to restore his strength.
就是要有属灵的吃喝。
Which is to have spiritual food.
吃跟喝。
To have spiritual food and drink.
这个属灵的吃就是领受神的话。
The spiritual food is receiving the words of God.
属灵的喝就是被圣灵充满。
And the spiritual drink is to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
如果你一天没有吃
，if you don't have food or drink in a day,
很容易看得出来，连站起来都站不起来。
We can see very obvious apparently that you may not be able to stand up still.
那如果三天没有吃
，if you don't eat or drink for 3 days,
可能坐着都没有力量。
Perhaps you don't have the strength to sit down.
在属灵上，有时候我们因为太忙于圣工没有真的被圣灵充满，没有真的在有神的话在感动我们。
And spiritually, sometimes we may be too overwhelmed with doing work at church that we're not able to receive the spiritual food and the spiritual drink.
那个就是我们一个提醒。
And so this serves as a warning for us.
我们需要再一次的吃喝。
Now we must once again receive the spiritual food and drink.
有一个弟兄他在见证。
It's a brother that testified.
他的公司大概也很忙。
And he was pretty busy at his workplace.
他说。有一阵子他一直开始觉得说他现在每次领受圣餐都没有感觉。
He says, he shared with me that, nowadays when he receives the Holy Communion, he has no feeling.
以前他领受圣餐都会很感动。
And in the past, when he received the Holy Communion, he was deeply moved.
现在他领受圣餐都没有感觉。
But now he receives it without much reaction.
后来他自己就一直在想为什么会这样。
And so he thought to himself, why is it this way?
他就发现自己不但世界工作很忙，教会圣工也忙。
And so he realized that not only was he busy at work, but he was also very preoccupied at church.
所以忙到没有很有时间去想神的话来好好祷告。
Up to the point where he did not have much time to meditate upon the words of God and to set time out for prayer.
所以感谢主，这个弟兄对自己的灵性能够去了解，然后去再一次去追求。
Thank God this brother had sensitivity towards his own level of spirituality and faith, and he was able to once again pursue it.
所以以后他继续在教会做很美好的服事。
And so eventually he began to do good works in the church again.
所以像我们这样的一个聚会有查经，也有祷告，也有团契。也有讨论，这是非常好的。
So it's good to have some kind of worship service like what we have, where we study the scripture, have prayer, have fellowship.
这样的属灵的吃喝，让我们能够重新得以再来服侍神。
This kind of spiritual food and drink will allow us to regain our strength and be rejuvenated.
这是第一个神对当时属灵危机的一个解决方法。
This is the first kind of resolution that God made to solve the crisis.
但是除了这样之外
So besides this,
以利亚就一直跑到神烈山，他到哪里去
Where did Elijah go off to?
我们现在看十九章。
Let's read chapter 19.
列王记上十九章。
First Kings 19.
第九节。
Verse 9. And there he went to a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
第十节
Verse 10, so he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.
这里说以利亚躲在洞里面。
Here it says that Elijah went into a cave.
为什么以利亚躲在洞里面
？Why did he hide in the cave？
啊，现在看为什么以利亚躲在洞里面
？Why do you think Elijah hid in the cave？
为什么以利亚躲在洞里面
？Why do you think he went off and hid in the cave？
从第十节可不可以找到答案
？Can you find the answer in verse 10？
他们杀了你的先知，只剩我一个，他们要寻找我的命。
Says they have killed your prophets with a sword, and I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.
所以以利亚躲在洞里面呢，一个最简单的原因就是他怕死。
The simple explanation is that he feared death.
所以他有没有热心？有。
Was he zealous? Yes, he was.
所以我为你大发热心。
He says, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts.
但是他怕死。
But he was afraid to die.
他不敢出去。
He was afraid to go out.
哦，就躲在洞大发热心。
And so he hid in his cave and was very zealous there.
而躲在洞大发热心能够为神做什么
？And being very zealous in the cave, what kind of benefit can that serve for God?
那四百五十个先知是以利亚跑到山上跟他们挑战。才能够把他们杀掉的。
And Elijah had to go up on top of the mountain to confront the 450 false prophets, so that they would be defeated.
那现在他退缩了，退到这个洞里面。
And now he retreated into a cave.
他的热心就不能够产生什么作用。
And his zeal was not of much effect anymore.
所以圣经里面讲主耶稣周游各城各乡传福音。
So the Bible records that Jesus went to different towns and villages to preach the gospel.
主耶稣很热心啊，他说我心里着急，如同火在烧。
Jesus says very zealous, just like a burning fire.
那如果主耶稣就是躲在家里面
，and if Jesus just stayed home,
他怎么有办法到处，他怎么有办法去医病赶鬼呢
？How would he have been able to cast out demons and heal the sick?
所以他的热心必须出去。
And so his zeal required him to go out,
跟人接触
to interact with people.
那这样把这个热心变成一种实际的行动
so that this zeal can be manifested into a physical, physically.
这样才能够对圣工有帮助
And this can provide benefits in your in the servitude.
那我们现在的热心躲在哪里
？And so where is our zeal hiding today?
我很热心，但是大部分人躲在哪里？
I may say I have zeal, but where are most people hiding?
躲在电脑后面。
Most people are hiding behind their computer screens.
躲在那 monitor 前面。
And they're hiding behind their monitors.
我发现现在的青年呢，要做 coordination 真的是很有才能。
I find that a lot of youth are very gifted in doing coordination work.
你说慕道者名单，他可以打一堆一百个。
If you ask for a list of truth seekers, they can print you out an entire list.
但是三年当宣道负责，连一个也没有去访问过。
3 years as an evangelical coordinator, they did not visit any one of them on that list.
这个就是躲在电脑发热心了。
This is to be have a lot of zeal, hiding behind your computer.
热心很好，但你只是躲在电脑，那个慕道者会得恩典吗
？It's good to have that kind of zeal, but if you just hide behind your computer, can the truth seeker be edified?
那要出去要牺牲啊。
And so you must go out, and to go out, you must sacrifice a little of yourself.
我出去又困难啊。
It might be difficult to step out.
我不敢牺牲。
And I'm afraid to sacrifice.
家庭，你看我小孩子还小。
I have family. My children are young.
我工作这么忙
，and I'm so busy at work，
出不去啊
，can't go out，
就是躲在电脑里面
，so I just stay behind my computer。
所以我们现在在看这个以利亚这个故事
，and so if we look at the story of Elijah here，
有没有很热心的青年？有
，are there zealous youths？ Yes， there are。
但是可惜就是躲在电脑里面
，but unfortunately they're sitting behind their computer。
所以要出去
，so let us step out。
要跟人接触
，let us interact， mingle with people。
这个是现在最需要的。
And this is what we need the most.
你如果有一个信徒很软弱
，If there is a believer that's weak in faith，
你跟他 email 这样不够的啦。
It's not enough to just email him or her.
你看主耶稣看两个门徒往以马忤斯去。
We take a look at Lord Jesus when he saw the two disciples walking toward Emmaus.
主耶稣就跟他们一起走。
Jesus walked with them.
那边走边讲话。
And he conversed with them as he was walking.
神做工了。
So God worked.
他们眼睛明亮了。
Their eyes were open.
看到耶稣。
They saw Jesus.
他就是耶稣。
They saw that he was the Lord Jesus.
心里火热。
and their hearts were burning with fire.
耶稣跟他们讲话, 他们心里火在烧,
and whatever the words Jesus spoke to them, their hearts were aflame.
那一天晚上, 他没有住天晚上了, 当天晚上回头,
and the same night, they returned. They did not stay overnight.
我们今天就是需要每个青年能够从洞里面出来。
Today, we need all of our youths to come out of the cave.
热心很好, 但是要从洞里面出来。
Zeal is good, but it cannot be hidden in the cave.
虽然有危险, 需要牺牲,
even though there might be peril and require us to sacrifice a part of ourselves.
唯有出来我们才能够对教会产生作用。
But only if we step out can we be beneficial to the church.
好，我们现在再看以利亚讲了一些话。
And so let us read some of the words that Elijah spoke.
在第十节,
verse 10 of chapter 19.
他们下面说, 他们用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人。 他们还寻索我。
So they killed your prophets with the sword, I alone, and left, and they seek to take my life.
我们有没有这个感觉? 哎呀, 整个教会都不行了。
Do we feel like this sometimes, that the whole church is doomed?
大家都贪爱世界。
That everyone loves the world.
我们要很小心哦, 当我们这样讲, 讲到这等于什么? 全教会只有我一个最热心的。
We must be careful when we say this, because the more we say this, the more we're implying that we are the only ones left in church that have the zeal to serve God.
以利亚当时就是这样啊。
And this was the mentality Elijah had at the time.
所以你看, 先知被杀掉了, 只剩我一个。
That all your prophets have been killed with the sword, I alone am left.
他还要找我的命啊。
And they seek to take my life.
但是我们看神怎么回答。
But let's see how God responded.
在18节,
in verse 18, yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
但是神其实已经保留7,000个没有拜过巴利的。
So God actually reserved 7,000 who have not bowed to Baal.
诸位，我们这里大概有70个人。
We have about 70 here.
神已经为我们保留70个人，至少南加州还有70个人。
At least we have 70 here in Southern California.
对不对？
God has preserved.
所以没有一个人能够只有一个大发生，大家都贪爱世界。诸位，如果今天贪爱世界，你不会在这里。
And so none of us can claim that only I alone and left. Everybody else loves the world. Because if we say that, we wouldn't be here today.
你可能跑到山上去了。
Perhaps you'll be on the mountains already.
海边去了。
Over to the seas.
所以神有为自己来预备他要用的人。
So God has prepared those whom He will use.
神有他自己的计划。
God has His plan.
所以教会里面虽然不是说没有我不行。
So in the church, it's not to say that without me, nothing can be done.
但是多一个我是比更好了。
But it's better if there was an extra person to help.
所以有的人就没有我不行，不是没有我不行，推得一干二净。
So some people say, oh, it doesn't matter if I'm doing this work or not.
哦，其实有我是更好了。
But actually with him and another person, it would be even better.
但是如果我们真的不愿意做，神已经预备了7,000个人。
But if we are unwilling to do the job, God has already reserved
7,000.
And God asked him twice, what are you doing here?
第一次他说我发热心。
The first time he said he was very zealous.
然后从11节开始, 神就显一些给他看。
In verse 11, God revealed to him
叫他出来,
some signs and asked him to come out.
第一个有大风,
the first was a great wind.
第二个有地震,
the great and strong wind. And the next was an earthquake. And third was fire.
风,地震,火,
wind, earthquake, and fire were demonstrations of God's power.
神是很有能力的神,
God is an almighty God.
但是风,地震,火不等于神,
but the wind, the great wind, the earthquake, and the fire does not equate, does not mean that is God.
神不在,
so God was not in the fire.
也不在风中,
God was not in the wind.
也不在地震里面,
God was not in the earthquake.
所以神迹不等于神啊,
so miracles do not equate to God.
神显神迹,但是神迹不等于神。
God reveals miracles, but miracles do not indicate God.
神的看得见,摸得, 神迹是看得见,听,摸得到的。
Miracles can be seen and can be heard and can be touched.
但神是灵啊, 看不见摸不到。
But God is spirit. He is not seen and not able to be touched.
所以这里啊, 他虽然经过, 但是他没有看到。
And so even though these things pass through, he did not see God in them.
为什么要这样显现?
Why did God reveal himself in this way?
让他知道神是大有能力的, 而且神就在这里跟你同在。
So that he will know that God is almighty and he is there with him. But Elijah's response was the same. They are looking for, they seek to take my life.
那既然神再一次显能力给他看, 他也不愿意出来。
And even when God once again revealed his power to him, he was afraid to come out.
那神接着就说, 好了, 你去高以利沙接续你。
And so then God says, anoint Elisha to succeed you.
他的服事就结束了。
And there ended his servitude.
所以啊，有时候神让我们看到很多的神能力的显现呢，就是要激励我们的信心。
And so many times God will show us, demonstrate his power to us to compel us and inspire our faith.
恩典上刚强起来。
And so that we can be strengthened in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是如果我们还是软趴趴站不起来，神又用其他的人。
But we're still feeling weak and unable to stand up for us, to stand up for it, God will use someone else.
这就是为什么最后神叫他去膏以利沙。
And this is why God eventually told him to anoint Elisha.
因为他躲在洞里面啊，他不愿意出来。
Because he was hiding in the cave, unwilling to come out.
很热心啊，躲在洞里面。
He was full of zeal, but he was in the cave.
现在神要叫以利沙。
Now God is calling Elisha.
以利沙不但很热心，他也会出来啊。
Elisha is not only zealous, but he will step out.
所以我们今天所有青年啊，出来。
So today, all of our young adults here, let us step out.
热心很好，出来。
It is good to be zealous, but let us come forth.
诸位来参加，这个就是出来。
And by being here today, we are all stepping, taking a step forward.
愿主大大的与大家同在。
May the Lord's abidance be with everyone.
回到地方教会做美好的服事。
So after we return to our local churches, we can carry out the beautiful works for God. Let's pray in silence.